Hi, friends. As of November 18th, when I'm recording this in the afternoon, I no longer have access to Instagram for Plus Mommy and Plus Size Birth and Facebook for Plus Mommy and Plus Size Birth, communities that I have spent over a decade building on Facebook and for many years on Instagram. It is shocking and startling, and I'm learning like so many lessons all at once. I don't know everything. I don't know all the whys right now. I'm hopeful by the time you're listening to this, you're like, Jen, what are you talking about? I can see you online, and I hope that that's the case. But I'm fearful that my entire account is gone and will be gone forever. So I wanted to jump on and reassure you that I didn't block anyone. That's my biggest fear right now, is that people are thinking that I blocked them or removed them from the community, and I haven't. So what happened? What did you do, Jen? Well, I've got a bit of a mouth. I mean, I try my best on the show, if you're a listener for a long time, to be very balanced. But personally, and on my personal Facebook, I'm a raging liberal. And, you know, a couple days ago, someone announced that they're running for president again. And I posted something pretty inflammatory. I did something at night that I edited and then deleted in the morning, thinking more about it and getting some messages from Republican friends who I deeply love. Like, my post wasn't about Republicans or Democrats. It was just about people who really support this one individual who I feel is harmful. And again, this was on my personal Facebook page. I don't share politics the way I feel them online publicly. But as we know, everything on the internet is on the internet. And that was 2 days ago. And then I woke up this morning saying that my account is suspended for 30 days, that I have that time to appeal, and then it will be permanently deleted. So of course I've appealed, but all that process is clicking a button. It like verify my phone number. I can't be like, I messed up, I'm sorry, I posted something, I deleted it. You know, but I don't even know if that's exactly why this has all happened. To me, that makes sense. That's what I'm assuming it is. But I also got an alert that something was posted in relation to harming children. And I would never do that. Like, I can't fathom that it's anything but that one political post that has been mass reported and reported by people. And then they probably just clicked all the reasons why it shouldn't be up. So I guess it gives me a little hope that when it's reviewed, they'll be like, oh, that clearly wasn't having anything to do with children. And if you look through my history of a decade, I would never post anything harmful like that. Politically, yes, I have a mouth and I've said things on my personal Facebook page. But all of this, is shocking. I'm only hours in. It's very strange not being able to like check in and see how friends and family are doing on Facebook and hang out with my amazing Instagram community and all of you. I'm on there every day nearly, especially Plus Mommy. But it's a reminder of how much we don't own social media, right? Like, my personal Facebook page, I've had, oh my gosh, for so many years, since before I even had my son. We're talking well over a decade of memories, photos, connections. I mean, all of it just gone. You can download your Facebook content, which I encourage everyone to do. I clicked the button over an hour ago and it still says we're creating your download. So look into it and do it. Apparently it takes a real long time because I'm still waiting for everything to download. And I don't even know what everything is, right? Like, I'm hoping it's all my photos, but it might not be. So this is a reminder to everyone listening, like, whatever you value and love on social media, you don't own. It's not yours to keep, right? So make sure you privately download all of your photos and any screenshots or memories that you want to make sure are kept forever, especially your photos. I use Google Drive and I also use Dropbox. So those are some affordable options. I also learned that, you know, you I am a business owner and I'm self-employed and I should be more thoughtful and careful about what I post on social media privately. Like, I always am publicly, but privately I kind of just thought that was private. These were my friends and family. Well, I'm going to be reevaluating that now. And, you know, I did say something that hurt people, and I never want to hurt people. Truly, I don't. But there's a lot that has happened in this country that has hurt millions upon millions of people. And I have a hard time not standing up for others. And sometimes I let my mouth get the best of me. And I did this time. And I take full responsibility for that. I do. And if I lose everything because of that, it will be devastating and unfortunate, but I am who I am and I stand by how I feel about certain things. Yeah, I don't know how I'll be feeling once the shock of all this is worn off, but I think I'll still feel like, well, I shouldn't have said it the way I did. I really shouldn't have. I was very inflammatory. And so that's why I'm just wondering if it was reported so much so that my whole account has been taken down. But I don't know. I don't know. When I got the alert, it didn't tell me what piece of content. So here we are. So I just wanted to jump on so you could hear my voice. Know that I'm still here. I didn't block you. I didn't remove you. I love you. This is very hard. My deepest concern is for the community. And then, you know, personally, like, this is my livelihood. And my husband is like, not happy with me, but he's being so kind to me. He even made, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, a recent love of Dungeons and Dragons. And so I often, my character will make stew for my traveling companions. And I'm a nurturer, right? Like, I want to feed people even when we're playing a game, even like virtually. And so I like to make stew for people when we rest, when we have a long rest, so we're well fed while playing our characters. It's all imaginary and you make things up. It's so much fun. But Chris posted something in our Discord group for for playing with my Dungeons and Dragons crew that no wonder Lagatha likes to make a stew, because Jen sure knows how to stir the pot. Oh, and I've stirred it, and I've stirred myself into quite the conundrum. My Facebook page of 225,000, you know, was monetized by Facebook. So to lose that is soul crushing. And I feel terrible for my husband that I did this. I haven't cried yet, but I'm crying with y'all. So that's hard. That'll be hard to face. But I'm a hustler, baby, and I will figure it out. And the ways that you can support me is like Plus Size Birth. That website is monetized. It has ads on it. So sharing that content really does help me. Buying the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide really helps me. The podcast is not very monetized well, because I just monetize via Instagram, so I don't have ads on it. But if there are any brands that want to have ads on my show where Jen is Jen, then I have a media kit and can share that information. The podcast has over 220,000 downloads, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you. But I got myself into this mess, and I'll get out of it. So I also offer social media consulting. Now, I'll also add on to that package how not to get everything taken away from you. I offer different consulting stuff over at jenmcclellan.com, along with online marketing strategies and online community building and how to blog and how to podcast. So you can go to jenmcclellan.com if you're like, hey, I'd really love to work with Jen, and right now Jen needs a little help. So yeah, those are the different ways that you can support me. And please sign up for my newsletter, just so I know that we can stay in touch. So for pregnancy and birth, it's plussizebirth.com is my newsletter, where you can download for free a guide on how to connect with a size-friendly care provider. Or I also have a weekly breakdown of what to expect throughout your pregnancy, and you get emails sent directly to your inbox that follows along wherever week along you are on your pregnancy. That's what big project I developed this year, and that's all free. And then over on Plus Mommy, I will be much better about sending out emails and updating you all about what's going on. But all of those are also free ways to stay in touch with me. So, yeah, I messed up. I canceled myself. And I regret saying it the way that I said, but I'll never regret being who I am and being passionate and standing up for things that I believe in. And that's my personal views. And I've always known if my friends or family don't want to see it on Facebook, then they'll unfollow me. I just didn't think that it could cause me to lose everything. So yeah, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Everything will be fine. Thank you for being here. I'm still going to keep the podcast going weekly, cause I love it. And I love you. But this just gives me more time to develop things I've been wanting to do so desperately with Plus Size Birth, including online courses and online courses for birth professionals on how to be size inclusive. Just there's so much more that I've been wanting to do, and I guess now I have the time to do it. And I'm just going to leave things be for these next few days and figure out what's going to happen to my accounts. And then I guess apparently in 30 days we'll know for sure whether or not. And if I don't get reinstated, then I'm sure I'll build again from the beginning. Thank you so much for being here. And sorry I just rambled and cried with you. But this is a lot and this is shocking. And I hope it's a reminder to everyone, especially business owners, that we don't own social media. We do own our newsletter list. So that's really important to focus on building. I can only think of like the past decade, how much time I've spent building these amazing communities and how much I've dedicated myself to them. And that's going to be hard to walk away from. And I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to stop crying. I love you. Reach out to me anytime at jen@plusmommy.com and be sure to sign up for my newsletter. And I mean, I guess I'll be doing TikToks now. So you can find me there at plusmommy. And yeah, there's always a way to find me. All right, my friends, until next time, because there will be a next time. Take care. Bye.